V'hi nacht v'haytseisem oisei el shal yirhu uskaltem. That's all. Doesn't need the ganze Megillah here. The stuff should be exactly how you grab him. What's the difference? You grab him, don't grab him. What you say, since the whole pasuk is extras, which Rashi will teach us here, the Torah means to teach us these halakas, that the parents have to be healthy. Then the Mishnah says, "Umaskum of Mishloisha, we warn him in front of three people. For the Gemara, normally, what do you have to warn the son in front of three? Betray Sagi, Hasra's enough in front of two Adim. On the Rabbi Yehoshua, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Maskum of Mishloisha, true. First, the parents have to warn the son in front of two Adim, that they have to see the son catch him stealing the money, and catch him eating the meat, and warn him. And then, these two Adim, they bring him to Bezna of three, and the Bezna passed him that Yechayev Malkus. Oh, Malkin, I say. Because you did a lot. That's the Malkin of the Fesh Lesha. That's the claim you view between Gimel, the Yonah, the Abir, and the Chayibu, Malkus. You could stay at Bezin, the Shay, the Yonah. Malkin, I say, the Fesh Lesha. Malkus of Ben Sarah Mora, Hechik Sivu. What does the Pesach say that we have to give a Malkus first? Could be a Mavua, like a Mavua said. Yom Mavua, Le Mavu, we learn out the Yisru, Viva Yisru. Learn out it says, this Rashi says, God, he makes his Shemra. Yes, is the question. How do we know if a husband is making shame on his wife that he give a malchus? It says over there, the Yisru Yisai. And it says also by Ben Sarah Mora, the Yisru Yisai. So we learn out the Yisru Yisai by Shame Ra from the word the Yisru by Ben Sarah Mora. How do we know by Ben Sarah Mora means malchus? Only Ben Uben. It says Ben by Sarah Mora, and it says the Hoyim bin Akaisa Rasha. Me Ben. It says here, the Hoyim bin Akaisa Rasha, and there it says to give him a boy in Yakem, to give him malchus. So we learn now that Ben Sarah Mora also first has to receive the Malkus. Chaza. Then it says Chaza the Kukla Lidim of Chav Gimel. Then if it happens the second time, you bring him to Bezna of 23. And the Mishnah says a Chiddush, we only could kill him if the first three Beyonim are still here. For the Mora of a high Miboylei, you're dashing for the word Benenu Zeh. Mashmi, he is the one that you saw already. We dash him before the name is there, the low sumit. We dash him before the parents have to be able to see. Because they have to be able to say, this is our son. Mashmi, the parents see him. Not that the Dayanim saw him already. So Mora says, we make both shreshes here. Im came if so, lichtav benenu who? My benenu zeh, this one, shramina tarti. She has to teach us that you see him. She has said, benenu who? He is our son. What's benenu zeh? That's two things. Zeh means that you, Dayanim, you three people, you saw him already. You saw him last week when I brought him to give him Malkus. And now he's continuing doing the chet. Therefore now we consider him a Ben Sarah Mora. He deserves to have skila. Mishnah says, Borach Ach L'Nigma Dinoi. Let's say the son ran away from Beis Din, the parents brought him to Beis Din, and before Beis Din Paskin gave him the verdict of Chai Eskilo, the son ran away. And they couldn't catch him for 3 months. And then when they caught him, Hikiv Zokna Tachta, and his beard on the bottom, he grew hair there. So he's not an age anymore to come against Sarah Mora. Potter, Beis Din cannot give Mechiv now. Even though the Chet he did before and he came to Beis Din before, but now is when Beis Din is giving him the verdict. He's too old now, he's not called a Ben. He's called an Ish already. Beis Din cannot give Mechiv Skila. What's going to be the Vim Mishanigma Dine Borach? Let's say first Beis Din Paskin is a Ben Sarah Mora, and they gave the final verdict, Yechayev Skila. But after they gave the verdict, he ran away. They couldn't kill him. Even 3 months later they catch him and he has already the hair grew on there, Hatachtein, still is chayif. Since Peshaz Beis Din gave the Gemar Din, he was a garver that deserved skila, he's called the garver ksila, we'll still have him killed now also. Only in the ratio where Beis Din did not give the psak yet. Even though they, later when they catch him, they want to give the psak was supposed to be from before, too late. So Amar Rabbi Chanina says from now Mishnah we hear that Ben Noyach, what's going to be if a guy, a Ben Noyach, Shaberech es Hashem. When he was a goy, before he became a Jew, before he was Mizgayer, he cursed Hashem. And without the Chayiv Misa, a goy is Chayiv Misa for Megadach es Hashem. The Yachakach, a week day later, Nizgayer, he became a Jew, he was Mizgayer. And now Beis Din finds out about it. What should they do? Potter. Look with his Potter for Misa. Beis Din will not kill him now. Why not? Hoyo v'nishtana dinoi, nishtana misosai. Since his din changed, like Rashi says, Dilu Miko, when he was a guy, need them be a dechot, you only have to have one aid, over dying echot, one dying could have him killed, over lay a third, doesn't have to be warned. But now that he's a Jew, if he would have done the chet now, you need Asro, you need Edim, you need a Bezn of 23. And also, Finishtana Misasoi, his punishment changed. T'chol Misas B'nei Noyach T'saif. Or any time a guy does the chet, he's chayiv Misas, or he's T'saif with a sword. Vilu Oved Hashto, but if he would have cursed Hashem now when he's a Jew, Boil the Medaino B'skila. The Mishnah said before, Magadat gets Skila. Vula Yichayibu Misa, and he's not chayiv, therefore it's a Kapata. Therefore now, since he became a Jew, that his dinin changed from the time when he did the chet, therefore we do not give him the Misa at all. Now, that's what Chilul is Chiddush. Gemara says, Neina Messiah, let me bring you a proof to you, what you're saying, from our Mishnah, the proof to that. Our Mishnah says the same Svara. Says now Mishnah, Borach. We had a son that really should have been a Ben Sora Mar, and he was 13 years old exactly. Now's the time to make him a Ben Sora Mar the next 2 or 3 months. So, they brought him to Beis Din, but he ran away. Ashla Nigma Dina, before Beis Din gave the final verdict, and then we caught him 2 months later, Yachaka Hikiv Zokna Tachten. He's already too old, his beard on the bottom, the hair on the bottom grew already. He's too old to come a Ben Sora Mar now. Potter, we say Beis Din cannot give him a Chiv Skila, he's Potter. My time, what's the reason? When he did the chet, he was a Ben Sora Mar, he was 13 years old, we caught him already before. My time isn't the reason. Lav Mishon Amino, we say, Hoel V'yishtani Yishtani, he changed. Like now he's called an ish already. If he would do the chet right now, we would not give him a skila. So even though he did the chet before, we cannot give him the punishment. So you see that since his demon changed, we cannot give him the punishment he deserved from before. Gemara says, "Lo, you can't bring a proof here. Shani Hocha, here it's much different by Ben Sora Mar. Right now he's 13, let's say 3 months. So the Oved Hashem, he would do the whole chet. If we would first catch this son now, stealing the money, and buying the wine and meat and eating it, Lav Bakotlu, now that he's an ish, he's already 13 years old and 3 months, he's too old already, he would not be killed at all. So that's why we do not kill him. But in your case, what happened? He was a goy first, last week he was a goy, and he cursed Hashem. Now he became a Jew. If he would curse Hashem right now, he would also be killed. Just a different type of a Misa, maybe that's not a Ptur. Since he's a Bar Hochi, he's in the Pasha of Megadif. Just that last week he was a Goy, he deserved a different punishment. So what? Maybe we would give him that punishment. So a proof to the Chanini can't bring from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a stronger difference. And our Mishnah, he's not a Bar Hochi at all. He's 13 and 3 months, he's not in the Pasha of Ben Sora Mar anymore. That's why he doesn't receive the Misa. But maybe there he's in the Pasha of a Magadish, maybe he'll still receive his Misa. Toshua wrote like this. He says the Mishnah, Mishanigma Dinoi, let's say after Bezdin Paskin, that he's a Ben Sora Mar, he deserves to be killed. And then Baruch, the kid ran away. V'yachakach, and later, 2 months later, we caught him, Hikiv Zakna Tachtan, he had too much hair on the bottom ready, Chayit. Then we were still killing. Now, so the Chorot HaKashan HaChadina, we see, we give him the Misa now that he deserved before. Then you say we do not give him the Misa now what he deserved before. So what kind of question is that? Nigma Dina Tamrit. Here we're talking about what Beis Din gave the verdict already. Nigma Dina, what Beis Din passed him before that this is a Ben Sora Mar. Garver Katilo, he's called a dead kid, he's called a dead son already. But since he has the Chi of Misa, Pshita the Chi does not go away. That's different. Here Chanin is saying that Beis Din did not pass him that this Benoit is Chai of Misa yet. We only caught him later when he became a Jew. So therefore now, since it's Nishtam Adinoi, he does not receive Misa. Toshma, bring another proof. It says, Ben Noyach Achgoi Shehikas Chaveru. He killed his friend, he heard as he hit his rashes, Horag. He killed his son. Debi Besayach, when a Goy kills somebody, his Chi of Misa is always the Sayach. Now, Ubor Alesh Chaveru, or else he lived with another Shiksa. He lived with his friend's wife. So his Chi of Misa for that also. Then this Geyer, now this Goy became a Jew, so says Potter, he's Potter, we don't kill him anymore. Also came be Israel, let's say he did this when he's a Jew, and also came be Israel, let's say when he was a Goy, he killed a Jew, or else he lived with a Jewish married wife, HSH, then this Geyer, now that Goy becomes a Jew, Chayiv, now he's Chayiv Misa. Question is why? Why is the Chayiv Misa of Yamai name? Why am I say, Hello, Vishtani Ishtani, Dinoi. See, his din changed. Before, when he was a guy, even though he killed a Jew, or even though he lived with a married, with a lady, with a Jewish lady, but Beis Din could kill him a one dying with one aid, and now that he's a Jew, he has to have two aids, and the Beis Din 23, so his dinim still changed. Gemara says no. Ishtani Dinoi Misasa Binim. We have to have also that the psak, the oinish, changed also. That's Reb Chanina's svara. But if a guy did a chet, he deserved to be b'sayif. And now when he's a Jew, he deserves to be b'skila, so since the punishment changed, we do not give him the punishment, because his punishment changed. But hi, over here, this guy is different. Hi, dina ishtani, true. He don't need, but a guy, you would not need 23, one dying, one aid. But misasa lo ishtani, the misa, the same type of punishment he deserves now when he's a Jew, as if he was a guy. Why? Because Mishlaim, I can understand what sayach, if a guy killed somebody, mikor b'sayif, if a guy killed a Jew or killed a guy, he's chayif sayif, that's his misa. Tashka, now that he's a Jew, sayif. If a Jew kills somebody, he's also chayif sayif. So I understand good why he's telling me the guy is still chayif misa. Elay, she says, but if a guy lives with another married lady, mikor b'sayif, if he'll be a guy and live with another shiksa, a married shiksa, so he's only chayif sayif. Tahashta, not only is chayif sayif, tahashta chenik. Now that he's a Jew, a Jewish man lives with an Eish Yisrael, he's Chayav Chenik. So the dinim change. So why do you say we kill him? So Mar says, B'Nara HaMarasa. We're talking about that the guy lived with a Jewish Nara HaMarasa. That we had before, if it would have been a guy Yashiksa, there's no Pasha Eish Yisrael by a guy and Nara HaMarasa. By a guy it's only Bulas Baal. Only if the lady lived with her husband already, then another guy can live with her. But before this lady lived with her own husband, she's not called the Bulas Baal, so a guy would be mutter to live with her. Only now that she's a Jewish lady, she's an Aram Arasa, a guy is also. So here we say, since there's no Pasha of a guy, it's only a Pasha of a Jew, the individi b'skila. Even if a guy would live with an Aram Arasa we had before, he would also get skila. Therefore, whether he's a guy or whether he's a Jew, he deserves the same misa. Therefore, here he gets the skila. He gets skila. For us, it can be Israel. But it says no. It says that for us, it can. But he's a Jew. He did dum yodiyeshes chaveroi. Mashma, the same way when he lived with a guy with somebody else's wife means a married wife. She was a bula. Now, when he's a Jew, he also lived with a married wife. Since so, he only gets chenik. It's only an Amarasa gets kila, but a Jew lives with an Eish Yisrael, he's chayav chenek katani. So why do we give the guy now the misa of chenek, who deserves to get saif, the two different misas, we should not give it to him. Ela the svar is like this, kala v'chamur mesha shaycha. If before he deserved a stronger misa, and now he deserves an easy, a simple misa, that's called the same misa. That's called we're giving him the same type of misa. So therefore, since before he deserves saif, and now we deserve chenek, the misa of chenek we can still give him. That's an easier misa, that has to do with the stronger misa. So must it depends. That sayif is a stronger misa. So before it deserved a stronger, now it's simple, we'll still give him the simple misa. No, we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. That chenek is stronger a misa than sayif. What could you say? Why do we still give him the misa here? So I answer you, Reb Shimon Sabalah Ketanah Devei Menashe. The Yom that he holds like this, Kol Misa Amur B'Lefnei Noach, Ein Arela Chenik. He holds no, not that a guy receives Sayif, but a guy receives Chenik. So whether he's a Jew or whether he's a guy, he deserves the same Misa. Living with an Ashes Ish, he deserves Chenik. So therefore this guy will receive the Misa now, even though he became a Jew. So Bishlein, the Ashes Ish then is very good. If a guy lived with an Ashes Ish, Mikara Chenik, when he was a guy, he deserved Chenik. Now that he's a Jew, if we do the chet now, he doesn't deserve chenik. That's why we give it to him. Ella would say, but if a guy killed somebody, mikara, when he was a guy, chenik. The locher is the only deserves chenik, according to Sman Diyama. So the guy's meets his chenik. But the hashta sayif, if a Jew kills somebody, he's chayif sayif. So again, the Gemara says, that's answered is, kala b'chamur meshe shaykhuk. Yeah, before it deserved a stronger misa. Now you're giving a simpler one, that's, you still give it to him. So,
in other words, of course the Misa is supposed to be the way he is right now. That's what Rashi said before. That when the guy changed over and became a Jew, we have to give him the Misa the way he deserves right now. Just if the Misa deserved before is the more strong, it would be a cow. Not to give him a chomer, that we can't do. But the opposite we could do. That's the Gemara saw of Kala, Bechamura, Mesha Shaykh. That now that he deserves a simpler Misa we can give him, that's the chlal, the more chomer the Misa that he deserved from before. So that's his cry, that if before he deserved a more stronger Misa, and now we can only give him a simpler Misa, that we could do, because this simple Misa we want to give him right now is the chlal, the more chomer the Misa that he deserved before. It's only the opposite way that we do not say it. Now the Gemara says, good, let me go bring a proof to Rabbi Chanina. The Yoma that he says, Bedina, Rashi says, the Yoma, the Bedina, the Hashba, Boile Medainu. We have to don him the way he is right now, and therefore if the Misa changed to be a more Chomedika Misa, we cannot give it to him. Well, it says, Locha Socho, it says that this, Rashi says, Nara Hamarosa, a girl that was a Nara Hamarosa, that she had Znus. So at that time, she deserves to receive Skila. And then she becomes a Bageris, and now they bring her to a din to see if she's chayiv or not. So the Averi should do when she was a Naro. There's that a loch here, Tidun the Chenik. We give a Chenik. We give her the Misha she is right now. That's all. We do not give a Skila. We only give her the Misha right now. So the question is why? Peskila my time aloy. Why don't we give her this girl that, listen, she was a Naro before. She was a Naro Marosa at the time when she did this Nus. So she was chayiv Skila. What about Kiev now? She changed, she became to a burger, she's 6 months older, but still, why don't I give her the Misa she deserved before? Lav Mishum, isn't it? Lav Mishum, Toil Vishtani Ishtani, since her din changed, that now we go boss of the way she is right now. The way she is right now, she would do Znus right now that she's a Bageris, she would not receive Skila, but she'd only receive Chenik. Therefore, we give her the Misa right now. So we say we give her the din of the way she is right now, not the way she was before. So do you see? My love, Mishum, Behoel, Vishtani, Shtani, Vikol, Shkhan, Hocha, Tishtani, Lagamri, and for sure, so, that by a Goy, that he was Nishtani, Lagamri, for sure, we could, that Goy became a Jew, we cannot give him any more the Misa that he deserved before, but rather we have to give him the Misa that he deserves right now. That's the Shiloh, if it's a Kalo, Bechamur, it's Meshach, Shaycha. But the opposite, if we want to give him more stronger a Misa now, that we cannot do. So where it says, Homolei Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, Letona, Tatana, Tani, Tidu Meskila, so there's no proof. He learned now that he get the Skila. Rashi says, he learned that, give her the Misa Skila that she deserved before. Avagab Yishtani Gufa, but Leishtana Kotla. So Achinam in the Dainakadim Mikora, Pinisosakala. Could be then there's no proof to Rabbi Chanina. The other way would be is, even though he was Nishtani Izdin, and now that he's a Jew who deserves a different Misa, Muhammad Gemisa, but so what? We'll still give him the Misa he deserved from before. So according to this gist, if you learn that here also she would receive Skila, you have no proof. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah. Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the Bara Mishnah. Ben Saru Moirer Nidun Hashem Soifan. The reason why he receives Skila, he gets his din because what's going to happen to him first, because of his future. The svar is Yoma Zakai, let's kill him now when he's still Zakai, a free person. Don't wait until he really deserves to have a Misa. Now the Mishnah Sam explains, Shemi Sosan Shawashoyim. If a Rosha dies, he should know how Nolahem, really it's good for him himself, that he'll stop doing his rishis. And if Hanoli Elam is good for the world won't have such bad. The tzaddikim, when a tzaddik dies, though it's the opposite. Ra'alehem, it's bad for them, they can't do any more mitzvahs. The ra'alehem, it's bad for us, like they protect us, Rashi says. A tzaddik, his learning protects us, and also they give us a kocha, they tell us what we're supposed to do. So when they die, it's bad for us. Yayin v'shena, drinking wine and sleeping, l'rishoyim, for a rosha, hanolehem, it's good for him, I'll keep him out of trouble. He can't do any chatoyim when he's sleeping or when he's drinking wine. The hanol yelam is good for the world. We won't have any bad from him. Well, the tzaddikim by tzaddik it's the opposite. Ra'alehem, it's bad for them when they become unconditionable. If they drink too much or they sleep. And v'ra'al yelam, it's bad for us. We won't receive the good from the tzaddik. Tizel rishoyim, when the rishoyim are separated, they can't come together to have their meetings. Sa'anolehem, it's good for them. They can't do so much bad. At this, if they get together and have meetings, they'll be started to do worse things. And the Hanoli Elam is good for the world, that bad won't happen. But Ul Tzadikim, when Tzadikim can't come together and have their meetings, Ra'alehem, it's bad for them, because they need meetings to do Toiv, to decide what's good for the world. And for Ra'alehem, Elam, we won't have the good as bad for us. Kinnis L'Rishoyim, when Rishoyim Stam, not only have meetings, but when they're together. Kinnis, when they're Mechanis, they come together. Is have a lot of friends, they're friendly one another. Ra'alehem, it's bad for them, because all they'll decide is to do bad. And Ra'alehem, the world will have bad from it. Well, the tzaddikim, when tzaddikim come together, Hanolehem, it's good for them, they'll decide good things. Fi Hanolehem, we'll have good things from it. Sheket l'rishoyim, when it's too peaceful, too easy for the rishoyim, ra'lehem, it's bad for them, they have time to do all the wicked things. For ra'lehem, it's bad for the world, we'll only have bad from them. L'tzadikim, when tzadikim have free time, hanolehem, it's good for them, they'll be able to sit and learn Torah. V'hanolehem, it's good for us, we'll receive from it, we'll be protected, the schus of their learning.